Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hour number two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Trade deadline day in the NFL. One early morning, late night trade involving the Dallas Cowboys. Otherwise, nothing yet. Anything happens, we'll go right to the trade desk with Billy Lanny. Patriots have only subtracted, no additions yet. So we'll continue to monitor that. We got tiers. We're going to tier off the top and bottom teams in the NFL. Coming up at 11:30, everything in between. Plus, we got Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday high noon. And Keith for Madness for you at 12:45. But let's get to the Celtics, Keith.
Oh, no.
That was a... If the Rockets game, as Terp put it, and we'll talk to Terp tomorrow, Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon.
Yeah.
If the Rockets game was a scheduled loss for the Celtics, this was a scheduled win.
Yeah, the Jazz?
The Jazz
should have been.
Are horrible.
Yep.
They were on the second night of a back-to-back. The Celtics were well-rested with something to prove after getting blitzed by the Rockets. The Jazz were without Walker Kessler last night. So I don't understand how that happened. And they started hot. They were hitting shots early.
Yep.
Scal was talking about it's the best ball movement he's seen. I think he said in years.
Oh,
I'd have to double check.
Yeah.
But he was just
ball was humming.
Bullish on the ball movement last night.
Yep.
And then they wind up losing to the Jazz 105-103.
Yeah, a bunch of different things.
Easily their grossest, most disgusting loss of the year.
So this was, like all your fear. So you have a horrible quarter, right? The third quarter is where things just absolutely fell apart. You also, the fear of them not being a good rebounding team took place. They got absolutely demolished rebounding, and they couldn't throw it in the ocean. So if you're going to get out-rebounded by 20 and then shoot 11 of 51 from three.
Say that again?
11 for 51.
Oh, that's not great.
No. No, it's not.
The 11's at least okay. 51?
11 for 51. Yes. Jaylen Brown 0 for 9 from behind the stripe. So they've had a lot of issues. They're worse than I thought they were going to be. I mean, they're 3-5, so that alone's bad. But just the way they've played, they're worse than I thought. And I'll say it right now, and this is going to pain me because he's a nice player and everybody seems to like him. Derek White is killing him.
He's
awful.
He's broken.
He is a mess. And so we all love Derek White. We love Derek White. You know what?
They broke him.
Wrong. We love Derek White when he's the fifth best player on your team.
Yeah.
When he's your second best player, you're screwed. I thought he was going to be an all-star this year. I thought he'd be 20-plus points per game. Obviously, you're like, oh, his defense is always going to be there. But now he's going to be stepping up his rebounds because all your top rebounders from a year ago are gone. He's going to take a lot of threes, but that's okay because he's going to make a lot of threes. It's 8 games into the season for him. Horrible. He's been far and away their most disappointing player. And I know, you know, Peyton Pritchard struggled to shoot from three, but he's tried to help you out in other ways. I think Derek White has been a disaster.
I'm with you, too. And, like, Derek White is... he represented Team USA. He's a fringy all-star type of player.
All-star.
So, right.
Or like knocking on the door of an all-star, not like a guarantee.
Peyton Pritchard is sixth man of the year. I think fans like Peyton Pritchard, and there were heightened expectations about Peyton Pritchard, but I think people knew what Pritchard was. Yeah, this is, I mean, Derek White looks broken, and they broke him. He took 9 field goals last night, 8 were threes. Like, that ratio is horrible. He's the worst defender of this out of anybody on the Celtics team.
And it was actually a better percentage than he has for the season. I think for the season, he's shooting like 26%.
Oh, on
from three.
I'm sorry, on his makes. I just meant, I meant he took 8 of his 9 field goals were from three.
Yeah, that's
what I mean. That's just a broken ratio with the team.
Oh, he's now Duncan Robinson.
He's the worst defender of it, yeah.
He's Duncan Robinson on offense, but he's not even doing anything more.
He's Duncan Robinson, yeah.
But like, you need him to be way more than that. Again, Duncan Robinson, he's like in and out of the lineup in his career.
He's Duncan Robinson will mix in like a block here and there.
Yeah,
he'll block. He'll get the block. Yeah.
People love him. People love Derek White.
I like him, but he is now miscast, and he is the grossest example of how they play basketball. The 11 out of 51.
Yeah.
And again, he had a better percentage last night than he's had. 3 out of 8 isn't horrible. 9 field goals and 8 of them are threes. That's horrible. And he's the worst offender of it on a team where there's a lot of offenders.
And I thought his like overall game was going to be better. I'm not surprised because even would watch last year games where Tatum was out or even some of the other guys were out and his scoring would go up. It was very relied on the three-point shot. Like Derek White took a lot of threes, and we go pull up like the playoff logs and stuff from last year. He takes a lot of threes, but he would make more. He would also be involved. He'd be like more of a playmaker. He would just be like all over the court. We're like, oh my God, like what a winner, for lack of a better word. Like he was great. And it almost made you feel like, all right, you can afford to move on from Jrue Holiday because you have Derek White. And yeah, obviously Jason Tatum not being there is brutal, but a guy like Derek White will step up his scoring. He'll be better. He's scoring less. Like, how are you scoring less than when you had Porzingis and Horford and Tatum taking all these shots?
Because he's not open. And he's not taking, you know, any more catch-and-shoot threes. I think Terp talked to us about this last week, and I'm sure he has the metrics to back it up. They're like all these gross pull-up threes and, like, in-transition threes, and, you know, they're not catch-and-shoot where he's open and has time to shoot. For the most part, I'm sure some of those are in there. It's, like, off the dribble or in-transition, and it's these pull-up threes. And yeah, they're just, he's not going to be as efficient, and that's why he's scoring less.
Well, because and now teams know, too. They're like, he's not the fifth option.
He's the number two option. Yeah. And so he doesn't get the benefit of defenses focusing on Tatum and Brown, and Porzingis is drawing double teams because of his size, and even Jrue Holiday can knock down open shots. You can't leave him. The spacing was better. There were more open looks. He can't benefit from that, so he's getting exposed. Like, I agree with the Twitch chat, and it scrolled past, but somebody in there said he's getting exposed in a big way.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
He is.
Yeah. It's bad.
That doesn't make him a bad player. That makes their approach this offseason offensive.
But he went from being, like, the most underrated player in the league to maybe now it swings the other way. And that's what happens with every player. Like, you're only the most underrated player in the league until you become overrated. And now, you're right, he's technically miscast, but going into the season, I didn't think he was. Going into the season, I was like, all right, good. Like, this is a guy that the 1-2 punch of Brown and White is going to be good enough, and then you're going to sort of be in the mix. Maybe Tatum comes back. And by in the mix, I mean, like, for a playoff spot, not you know, to win the whole thing. But then Tatum comes back, and you kind of go from there. And then, you know, in the years to come, he can go back to being the third option, or depending on what happens with your roster, maybe the fourth option. But right now he's the second option, and he's killing them.
57% of their shots, 51 out of 89, were threes last night. And it's like, you saw it at the end of the game. They were down, I don't have the game log right in front of me, but I want to say they were down like 7. And Jalen like went to the hoop 3 straight times, or like maybe Pritchard went once, and Jalen went, and they like immediately closed the gap. Like right away, they were right back in the game. It's like, well, no kidding.
No, but take threes.
Put the ball on the floor. Go to the hoop. Now, the irony is Derek White actually hit a three to put him in front. How they got back into the game was putting their head down and going to the basket. And the modern NBA, I get you want to shoot threes. You need to be able to launch threes. You don't need to shoot 51 of them. You don't need to attempt the most in the league. It's been a minute since I've checked this. They were attempting the most. They were basically attempting the same.
I can't imagine that
as
changed
a year ago.
Yeah.
And let me give it to you. Celtics, rather, three-point attempts, 47.8. That's the most by at least two attempts a game. More than Cleveland. Okay? Their three-point percentage as of right now, they're 29th. They're 31.2. So they attempt the most. They shoot the second worst. The only team they outshoot from three is the Indiana Pacers. Text line. Guys, if you bring me your car 51 times and I only get it right 11 times, what are you going to say?
And well, I mean, they're not going to make
it. It doesn't need to be that high of a hit rate.
Yeah.
But that is drastically low, shockingly low.
Yeah.
Most attempts, second fewest makes in terms of percentage in the league, second worst percentage. So that to me is offensive. And then I got to hear Jaylen Brown after the game. Did you see I know you saw what happened.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the no call on the quote unquote trip?
I actually didn't think it was that bad call.
So I'm with you.
I kind of didn't. And I was like, I wanted to take Jalen's side, honestly. I wanted to take the Celtics side, but I watched it.
How much you
like,
hate refs, I'm actually stunned you have the same opinion.
Well, okay. I watched it. I'm like, am I missing something? So you watch it live, and then you watch the replay of it, and I'm like, I don't know. It looked like Jalen was slipping anyway. And maybe he's slipping because of that. But, like, there wasn't contact when you were slipping. And then you kind of, like, stepped over him a little bit.
And you hear Scal and Drew Carter having a conniption.
Well,
and I'm like, well, okay. So, like, let's see the replay. He must have kicked his leg out. He didn't kick his
leg.
He fell on the floor. He didn't kick his leg out. I agree. It also looked like Jalen was slipping to the floor. There was a pool report after the game. The official.
Because, like, think about this. Like, if I don't want to overcomplicate things, but if a guy falls in front of you and say it, like, but he doesn't touch you and then it makes you, like, travel. Well, yeah, like, you traveled because the guy fell on the floor, but if he didn't touch you, then it's not a foul on that player. So, like, and this is the same thing where, like, there was, like, very little, if any, kind of contact. And yeah, he ended up getting kind of tripped up because the guy was down, but I don't think he fouled him.
Kevin Scott, the crew chief, to a pool report, said, quote, during live play, the crew observed George slip and fall prior to Brown slipping on the same spot, resulting in the ball becoming loose prior to any contact. So I mean,
kind of agree with that.
I do, too.
I don't want to.
And look, if they called it, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. That's a I wouldn't have been like irate if they called it.
Right.
But I didn't think that was an egregious no call. I know not everyone agrees, including Jalen Brown. This is Jalen whining about it after the game. And this is important to know. I didn't realize this. I thought this was at the podium. Jalen typically talks at the podium. Apparently, this was just a scrum, so he didn't go to the podium. He did this interview while Derek White was at the podium.
Nice.
So a little bit sneaky by Celtics Media Relations. Maybe they knew Jalen was hot. And apparently, he only took two questions.
Okay.
So this is Jalen Brown sounding off after the game in a game where they shot 11 out of 51 from three. A game where they can't box out on the go-ahead putback. We haven't talked about that.
Your guy Nurkic.
My guy Nurkic. I was always a believer. Always love Yusef Nurkic. Yep. I have a long-standing track record on that, if you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
And also, Nemias Keita missed a free throw that would have put him up later in the game. He only hit one of two. So all those other things happen, and this is what Jalen decides to do after the game.
You can't have a mistake like that as an official at that point in the game. It's fourth quarter. It's a minute left in the game or less. And you completely, the whole staff blows the f*** off. You know what I mean? Cost us a game. Like, unacceptable. You can make mistakes at any point of the game, but right there, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. That's unacceptable. And then they're telling me, like, oh, like, we didn't see it. Like, how none of you see it? Like, you can't trip somebody in the fourth quarter and then just be a no-call. It's some bull.
That's what cost them the game. That was the whole game came down to that one play. I mean, there was under a minute to go. I get it. You're up by one. But also, I think if you're Jalen Brown and you have the handle that you have, you might not get the benefit of the doubt. Right? Like, if it's somebody else, maybe they do. But with him, he loses the ball quite a bit.
Yeah.
At least that was with his right hand, wasn't his left.
He tends to lose the basketball when he's just dribbling by himself, not tripping over somebody.
This is a good text. Trust me. I want to be against the refs. I also want to be for the Celtics, but that's not a play where I would see it that way. This text is a good one. The house is on fire, and we're complaining about the Pepsi stains on the carpet. Thanks, Jalen Brown. No, seriously, this team is a mess right now. They're 3-5. They just lost to the Jazz in another game where they had a second-half lead. And I know that's not all that uncommon in the NBA, but still, it's not like you just got blitzed from this game and you're out of it. And you lose at home to an inferior team. You miss a million threes. You get out-rebounded, not 2-1, but you get smoked on the glass. They out-rebound by 19 rebounds. A bunch of your guys have bad games again. And Jalen Brown's like, oh, that call that
so
went against us, that cost us the game.
They have the ball down one with 47 seconds left. I'm sorry, up
no, one. They're up one.
With 47 seconds left. Jalen has the ball. He turns it over. Marketing goes up. Nemias Keita gets fouled. He hits one of two. So you hit two free throws, you're up. He doesn't do that.
Nope.
If he boxes out on Nurkic at the end of the game, you would have won.
Right.
Never mind the 11 out of 51. Never mind the Jazz are terrible. Never mind they're without one of their best players last night.
You still could have won the game even after that call.
And the Jazz are on the second night of a back-to-back while you've been waiting. I thought they were going to answer after the Rockets spanked them embarrassingly on Saturday night. And the Rockets are a better team, and they showed it. But I thought the Celtics would have something to answer to, and they didn't. And there were a million different ways they could have won that game. There's a million things to be frustrated at instead of some no-call. That I'm with you. I think the officials got right.
Mm-hmm.
And crying about that after the game tells me things are a little off.
If Brown makes one of his nine threes, they win the game.
Yeah.
If you play it that way.
Nick is a little steamed at Jalen, by the way.
Steamed at Jalen?
Yeah.
Why did you lose a bet?
I do.
Oh, I thought, weren't you not thrilled about his assist to turnover ratio and all these other things?
How do you have 34 assists and 31 turnovers on the season?
It's pretty bad. Oh, yeah, that's not good. And you also made the
point. I get guys aren't making shots, so okay. But you still turn the ball over 31 times already?
Yeah. And you made
it's
what,
eight games in.
What's Pritchard? Wasn't he like 42 to 9?
41 and 9.
Okay, so
it's doable.
People are making shots with Pritchard, and he's not turning it over every other second, yeah. And Jaylen Brown is. So what's up with that?
No, that's tough.
Never mind the effort being questioned after the game. Both Derek White and Joe Mazzulla questioned the Celtics' effort after the game. Mm. I guess no one talked after the game on Saturday night.
This Jaylen, is way worse.
Jaylen only took two questions last night and kind of hid in the middle of Derek White, and then he did that. Like,
yikes.
I wonder if things are more off than we even realize with the Celtics sitting here at 3-5.
Just turn it over to Hugo. Hugo and Garza, those guys play hard. You don't think Hugo plays hard?
He plays hard. I don't know if he plays well. I'm okay with Garza.
Garza's not bad.
And I'm okay with Minot. Although that's worn off
lawnmower,
a little bit.
Yeah, cool.
I'm okay with those guys. I don't know how okay I am with Hugo. He plays hard. I mean, he's definitely
plays
out there.
Plays hard?
He's trying his hardest.
Okay.
Let's pat him on his head for trying his hardest, but I don't know if I like what he's doing out there.
Yeah, this is rough. It's a rough go.
Mike is in Connecticut on the Celtics. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope everybody's doing all right. So it's a funny situation when the narrative is when people talk about the officiating, because if the Celtics were a good team and they were contenders, I guarantee you everybody's narrative about the officiating last night would have been completely flipped. They would have said, oh, I can't believe he didn't get this call. Jaylen Brown's a superstar. But because the Celtics aren't contenders and because, you know, we don't have Tatum and nobody's expecting much out of us, it's like, oh, why are you complaining about the officiating? And everybody's narrative changes. But the fact is, Jaylen Brown's an all-NBA player. He's one of the top 15 players in the NBA. And he didn't get the call when every other top 15, 20 player in the NBA gets that call. And
Mike,
if you look at it,
Mike, this
Keontae
is a,
George.
Mike, this is a fair point. Honestly, like, do you think why Jaylen's so upset?
Yeah, reputation.
Is Jaylen's like, yeah. Everybody else gets that. Tatum would have got that call. Why don't I? I mean, if that might explain
maybe
why Jaylen was so annoyed, is he's like, I'm now the number one on this team. And I don't know what that says about Jaylen or how I should even feel about it, but is that why he was so frustrated? That's an interesting point by
Mike, point.
Connecticut.
Yeah, it's a good point. And because I think that's a fair way of looking at it, too. It's not necessarily that it was the right or wrong call. It's just we know it's the NBA. We know LeBron's getting that call.
Everybody
know,
gets that call. Yeah. And Jaylen,
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander almost got the call. He didn't even play in the game.
Jaylen puts himself in that group.
Yeah,
honestly,
fair.
I had not thought about that. That's why he's
but also,
so pissed.
Now, it's early in the year, but it's going to be hard to put yourself in that group when your first chance to be the number one guy and you're on a sub-500 team, those guys don't get all the calls. They don't get all the credit. Somebody scores 25 points on a bad team. It's not like that special. And you won't be all NBA unless your team is in the playoffs. I mean, that not very infrequently does a guy make the All-NBA team if they're not a playoff team that year.
If you guys don't think that cost us the game, you guys should not talk about basketball.
All right.
Yes, every other play should have been done, but that play did cost us the game. Again.
I don't think it did.
With the no call there.
Yeah.
Kata hits his free throws, you're up. Kata boxes out, you win. I mean, it's as simple as that. Never mind if you make one more out of your 51 threes.
They also weren't guaranteed to score on that possession. It's not like
true.
It took points off the board.
It's a good point. Or, I don't know, you take 42 threes and go to the basket more,
yeah.
Which they had a lot of success at last night, and maybe the game goes different.
I watched that replay like a million times. I don't still think it was a foul.
617-779-7937. You can talk Celtics here. We'll tier off NFL teams on a tier Tuesday in a moment. But, Keith, the Patriots have made a move, not trade. They've made a move. Have you seen this?
I have seen the move.
According to Jordan Schultz.
This should help.
Who has been adamant.
Schultz.
Adamant that the Patriots will be buyers.
Yeah.
I've seen that. I don't believe it for 1 second. If he's right, we'll see. But I don't believe for 1 second. He said the Patriots will be buyers. Maybe this is what he was talking about. Sources. The Patriots are signing wide receiver Brendan Rice, the son of Hall of Famer Jerry Rice, the former USC star.
Star?
12 touchdowns as a senior. Spent camp with the Chargers. Yeah, but 12 touchdowns. He had 791 yards on 45 catches.
Well, he was a seventh-round pick.
He was a red zone threat.
In 2024.
It's a pretty good average, though.
It is. It's good yards per catch.
Yeah.
That's their move.
Okay.
To shore up the receiver room. Now, look. I want depth in the receiver room. Like, he was a seventh-round pick a year ago. So, like, he was drafted by the Chargers. Maybe there's something there. Maybe not. I have no idea. Started his career at Colorado. Played at USC. He was much better with the Trojans. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with bringing in a guy like this, but I hope they have more moves and this isn't their move of the day. That's what I would
say. This better not be the move of the day. The move du jour? No.
Don't you kind of think it is?
No. No, I don't think so.
You think they're making a trade to add to the team?
I Yeah, because this is just wide receiver. This might have more to do with just depth and Kayshon Booty and limited injuries.
I hope I'm wrong. I don't think they're making a move to add. If anything, I think they're making another move to subtract with Jennings.
I mean, maybe they don't add a wide. Maybe they don't trade for a wide receiver, but I still think they could trade for another position.
They could. I just kind of listening to Callahan and Bedard and Breer and Reese and everybody. I don't.
But this feels like a move they might have made even in a non-trade deadline. This is just like a move.
I agree. This is a depth move. Is it even a practice squad move? Is it to the 53-man roster?
I haven't gotten the email yet.
When he says they sign him,
yeah,
he didn't say
pen to the paper.
He didn't say to the practice squad. So I guess I don't know. I hope they do more than this. And it's not a trade, and you're right. This could just be an everyday type of move that could happen 50 million times throughout the course of an NFL season.
This might be an appetizer to the main course.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But Jerry Rice's kid. Now in the Patriots wide receiver room, which, if nothing else...
Not Jerry Rice Jr., which is another kid that played.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he had a Jerry Rice Jr.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, this is Brendan Rice.
If nothing else, I would say it's another sign Booty's probably not playing this week. If they're bringing in a body in the wide receiver room...
I'd rather have Sidney Rice.
Ooh!
Rashi Rice.
Definitely Rashi Rice.
Not Ray Rice.
No.
The bad guy.
Bad guy.
Yeah. Probably washed.
Probably now washed.
Yeah.
But he could play.
Is he... Yeah. Is he with us?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, not presently in the room, but, like, yeah, he is.
No, Sidney Rice, I want to say we're going nuts about Jerry Rice's kid in college. I think Sidney Rice might have had – nope, I take that back.
Sidney Rice was nice.
Eight touchdowns and 1,300 yards for the Vikings in 2009.
Pro bowler. That's not bad.
One-time pro – that's a random football player of the day. Yeah.
Well, was that just receiving touchdowns or total touchdowns? He had a couple punt returns
that
didn't
that he? That was receiving touchdowns, so I don't know.
Nice play. He didn't return punts.
I thought he did early in his career.
Oh, maybe early. Some people have been asking for random football player of the day,
mm-hmm.
but I think that would really piss off the random baseball player of the day people.
Yeah.
We could go back to college basketball player.
We could go college, wait for March.
Warring factions. To March, they are warring factions.
They are.
True.
As soon as I think, hey, maybe we go somewhere else, the baseball people get really upset.
Nick is right. Sidney Rice had, in 2009, one kickoff return for 0 yards.
Never mind.
So he
maybe it was just only Percy Harvin back then.
He remembered that, though.
He did.
He remembered that one play.
617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback coming up. You want to jump in on the Celtics and the Patriots at the trade deadline? You can. Plus, it's a Tier Tuesday. We're tearing off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
NFL teams. Jones and Keefe, Tier Tuesday here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Keith, we're tearing off all the teams throughout the NFL today. What are we looking at for teams?
Yeah, 9 weeks in the books. Haven't done this for a few weeks, so let's update it. We're going to do top tier, best around. You're the best around. These are the teams that are the best around.
Makes
tier
sense.
Below that, just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
You guessed it. Tier below that, fake good.
Fake.
Fake good. It's a new tier that we're adding.
Good drop. I didn't know that's what
good
we were doing.
Good stuff by Nexo. Fake good.
Fake good. I like
which
it.
Which I still think is just above frisky.
Yeah.
The frisky remains a tier.
Fake good is better than frisky, but probably not a huge gap between those.
No.
But a gap.
Might be a good matchup.
Yes.
Even.
Yes.
Tier below frisky is injured.
Here comes the meat wagon.
These are the injured teams, Jones.
Yeah, they're teams that are not healthy.
And then finally, even though we're at the halfway point, season over.
It's over.
You can pack it up. You can get ready for the draft. Your season is over.
Most of these teams have probably already lost to the Patriots.
Correct. The Patriots, we know a lot of these teams firsthand.
Yeah.
So let's dive in. We'll have Billy throw a team, and then we, of course, will tier it.
All right, starting in the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills at 6-2.
Buffalo Bills are the best around.
Yeah, I think their win over the Chiefs, and you know, Josh Allen is now the favorite to be the MVP. And so even though the Patriots beat him head-to-head, I think once we start talking about the Patriots, we're going to talk that win up a lot. So it has to be against a really good team. So, yeah, I don't think there are a lot of teams better than the Bills.
I mean, beating the Chiefs is a legit win, as you said. I think looking at some of the power rankings today, the Colts, who we'll get to, had to drop, of course, following their loss. I think the Bills are number one in a lot of those power rankings. I think best around makes sense.
Miami Dolphins, 2-7.
Ooh. Season is over.
Yeah.
That season is over. They somehow are committed to the coach. They fired the GM right before the trade deadline. And that's it. They're cooked.
And now they're probably about to fire sale. They already traded Jalen Phillips. We'll see who else they trade off that team. I'd give them injured because of Tyreek Hill if they ever showed anything this year, but they haven't.
No. So, yeah, they're terrible.
They're done.
New England Patriots, 7-2.
Best around.
Best around.
You think they're just about outside? They just beat the team. They've already beaten the team that we have in this category.
Let's put a best around.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm feeling good about that.
Look, they won six in a row.
Heater.
They are knocking on the door, the number one seed in the AFC. So if they're not, they're not best around right now, they're never going to be.
All right, good.
All right.
No way.
Yes! That was so good. Oh,
no! You, of course, know what that means. We go to the NFL trade desk right now with our own Billy Lanny. Billy.
Adam Schefter, ESPN sources, Raiders are trading wide receiver Jacoby Myers to the Jacksonville Jaguars in exchange for fourth and sixth round picks.
Okay. Oh. Would you have done that?
Would I have given up a four and a six for Myers? I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't have. I changed. A month or two ago, I would have said, like, add Myers to this group. Diggs looks healthy. Mac Hollins is solid. We'll see with the Kayshon Booty injury, but he's been good.
But,
Pop Douglas just had a really good
Booty,
game. I don't
Booty's going to miss a couple of weeks, call it, with a grade one hamstring, according to Kayshon Booty.
But if you,
it's not
on his Discord.
It's not like a season ender. It's not weird, an 8-week hamstring injury, Christian Gonzalez. So if he's back in a couple of weeks, is Myers technically better than Mac Hollins? Yeah, but I'm not going to kick and scream about this.
But Mac Hollins fits, and you don't know. Listen, I'm not anti-adding a receiver on the fly like this, but we talk about the chemistry that Drake May has with the most of the guys that are in the huddle with him now. And so you'd be introducing that. Obviously, you know, McDaniels and Myers could work and have worked. But I'm okay. I'm honestly okay with this one. I'm not kicking and screaming about it. A 4 and a 6, I'm more than fine trading away a 4 and a 6, but I don't know. I think running back's a bigger need. Safety's a bigger need.
I'd rather use the bullets on something else. Yeah. I agree. Okay. Twitch chat is saying they must be real happy with Travis Hunter. He's hurt. Here's the piece.
He's hurt and Brian Thomas is hurt.
Here's
right?
the piece I would bring up. Yes. This is an example of a team in the AFC getting better while you do nothing and subtract.
Yeah,
the
I don't think much
the
of the
Jaguars are a playoff team. They're 5-3. They're adding to their wide receiver room. So I'm not going to kick and scream the Patriots didn't
do it. What
tier
are they in?
Should they have done it? 617-779-7937, a 4 and a 6 for Jacoby Myers.
Get in there.
But this is an example of other teams in the AFC improving while you're subtracting.
Yeah.
Okay.
1-7 New York Jets.
That season is over. That season is long over.
They might need their own tier.
They should be relegated. They should have to do a season somewhere else, Canada, Europe, and then come back when they're serious.
Well, the good news is if Justin Fields even starts, they haven't committed to a quarterback. He will be getting the Browns defense this week. I'm sure that'll go well.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. But, yeah, they're done.
All right. To the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens at 3-5.
Okay.
They're not injured anymore. So I feel like putting them in injured
Can't
would
put them
be
in
strange.
Injured.
They were very banged up on defense. They were missing Lamar. I think it'd be strange to put them there.
They're frisky.
They can't be fake good. Yeah, are they frisky?
Or are they
default?
Just a bit outside? But the record's so bad. So they're really not. Are they frisky?
Frisky.
Yeah. Because I'm not ruling them out.
Yeah, they are
but
not.
As of right now.
Yeah, they're not typically what I would think of as a frisky team. I think they're the favorite in their division, meaning betting favorite.
But they got to dig themselves out of that hole.
Frisky.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals, 3-6.
Are they injured?
I think injured just because of Burrow. I think that would
Flacco
put him there.
Need his own tier. Yeah, no,
yeah,
no
maybe.
We've done that in the past.
We have. I think we leave them an injured.
Injured.
And see where it goes from here.
Sure.
Here
comes the meat wagon. Yeah. Wee, wee,
wee. Thank you.
2-6 Cleveland Browns.
It's over.
That's it. They're done. You think they're injured?
Isn't that a little frisky?
You think they're a little frisky?
Well, they got a good defense.
Okay.
All right.
Hasn't really done anything.
Their season's over?
Yeah, their season's over. Their season's over.
Right, I mean, they're only one game worse than Baltimore.
They should go to Shadur. Yep. Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 5-3.
That's a fake good team.
Fake
good, yeah.
Fake.
Yeah, this is why we have the tier.
Now, this is probably very unfair if we're being honest.
They beat the Pats.
They beat the Pats and the Colts.
It was week 3 they beat the Pats. Oh, they did just beat the Colts. But guess where we have the Colts?
Well, yeah. We talk about these teams like it's fake good, like they've done nothing. They have two great wins.
They're fake good.
But I don't believe in Pittsburgh.
I don't.
Fake good.
I don't.
AFC South, Houston Texans, 3-5.
Are they frisky?
Yeah. Let's put them in frisky.
I mean, they're not like a doormat team.
The same reason I'd want to put the Browns, or at least brought up before I was mocked, the idea of putting the Browns in frisky, it applies to Houston. It's a good defense.
Okay.
Yeah, frisky.
All right.
7-2 Indianapolis Colts.
Fake good.
Fake.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I agree.
Like, come on.
I think people are going to be surprised we don't have him at least in just a bit outside.
People are going to be mad. They're going to think it's a Patriots bias.
Fake good.
The Steelers and the Colts are both fake good, but guess what? They are fake good.
Yeah. The Steelers went really not that great because they beat another fake good team. Great. They're okay.
Spider-Man memeing each other.
Keep going.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 5-3.
Just a bit outside.
Oh, you think they're that good?
I mean, they're in the playoffs.
So are the fake good teams. Are they fake good?
Okay, but Frisky is below fake good.
Frisky is below fake good.
Yeah.
Oh, you think they're frisky?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. I was arguing for
you said just a bit outside.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that good.
I've lost track of the tiers. You're right. No, yeah, they're frisky.
They're frisky. They just made a trade.
Yeah.
They're frisky.
Yeah. No, you're right.
They're making deals.
Sorry.
They just got Jacoby Myers.
I'm sorry. Frisky team.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
1-8 Tennessee Titans.
That's it. Yeah, they could also get relegated and go play the Jets in another league.
Yeah.
Okay, to the AFC West, Denver Broncos at 7-2.
They are either best around or leading just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Okay,
that's just a bit outside. That's where I would put them.
That's fair. Their offense is underwhelming at this point. So
And how can you put the Patriots in best around and the Broncos in just a bit outside? The difference in quarterbacks right there.
Yeah.
Like May is an MVP candidate. Knicks is fine, but the Patriots have a higher ceiling.
I like
ceiling,
the coach a lot better too.
Yeah,
okay. Patriots coach.
Yeah. Just a bit outside.
5-4 Kansas City Chiefs.
Best around.
I'm shooketh.
That's where they were last time. They were in Shooketh Dynasty. Now, they've turned that around, but then they just lost to the Bills. But they always lose to the Bills in the regular season, and it doesn't matter. I would still put them in best around.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay.
I still believe in them.
I'd be terrified if that was the playoff.
Correct. Yeah. There might be no team I'm more confident in winning than them.
Yeah, though I'd pick them probably against
if
most.
If I could get Chiefs of the field, I take the field.
Yeah.
But like now I got to pick a team to win it. It might still be them.
Yeah.
Okay.
2-6 Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, their teams are kind of done.
I heard they just traded Jacoby Myers.
They're bailing on the season.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Chargers, 6-3.
Are they just a bit outside?
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, they probably are.
They've righted the ship.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah.
All right, the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys, 3-5-1.
Over or frisky?
Ooh.
I would say, here's why
over.
I would say.
It feels over.
Here's why I'd say over. The last couple of, they had been a frisky offense or a good offense which would keep them in the frisky tier until the last 2 weeks where the offense has done squat. I think it's over.
I agree. It's over. Watching that thing last night, it is over.
Okay.
New York Giants, 2-7.
Over. This is going to be a loaded tier.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A lot of teams are done.
Yeah.
6-2, Philadelphia Eagles.
Do you want to go best around?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very curious how they come out of the bye week.
Yeah.
I'm very curious if A.J. Brown's still an Eagle by the end of the day, but I think that's where they deserve
You think he's here? He is or isn't?
I've been saying I think he's gone, so I guess I'll stand by that, but the closer we get to the deadline, the less confident I am in that.
Washington Commanders, 3-6.
Let's put them in injured.
Here comes a meat wagon.
Oh, yeah, injured.
Put them in injured.
Yep.
Daniels and McLaurin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sure.
NFC North, Chicago Bears, 5-3.
Frisky.
Let's put it in frisky. Caleb Williams, 1 week looks really good. Another week looks terrible, but they have a winning record.
Even in the same week. Like, if you were watching him on that final drive, he looked horrible early in the drive, and then he had to play to Colson Loveland that they broke off for a long touchdown.
That's ridiculous.
Even on the same drive, he looks terrible and then great one moment to the next.
Frisky.
So, yeah, that's right.
Detroit Lions, 5-3.
I think they're more just a bit outside. I think the way things have gone this year, I can't put them in best around.
The Vikings
but they're not fake good, though, either.
The Vikings loss was bad.
Yeah.
A bad loss this week. So, yeah, best around works for me.
No. Just a bit outside.
I'm sorry. Just a bit outside.
You don't know. Do we have to write the tiers down for Jones?
A notch down from best around is where they belong.
5-2-1 Green Bay Packers.
Here comes the meat wagon.
Oh, you want to put them all the way down there?
No.
They've lost every receiver and Tucker Kraft.
Oh, Tucker Kraft's out. Yeah,
Tucker Kraft.
And they've had two really bad losses.
That's where my fantasy team belongs.
But I would say, like, so the Bengals and Commanders right now are in injured. So that is, like, their season's been derailed because of the injuries. The Packers, to this point, still have a good record.
Just a bit outside?
Yeah, I think they're just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
I never fully believe in them. I always kind of believe in them. I never fully believe in them. I'd think about fake good with them, to be honest. But just about outside?
Okay, just about outside.
Yeah.
4-4 Minnesota Vikings.
That's probably fake good.
You think they're frisky? Or they're 4-4, you said, Bill? 4-4?
Frisky?
Yeah, frisky.
Okay.
To the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons, 3-5.
Ugh.
Ew.
Yeah, I think they might be done,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we just saw it. Yeah, you miss an extra point
like that. Patriots already beat them. Get
yeah,
down
they
on
just
that.
Cut Parker Roma, by
get
the
down
way.
On the,
oh, they did?
They did.
Oh, I had not seen that.
Poor guy.
All right, Falcons, get down there. Your season's right. Over.
5-4 Carolina Panthers.
Frisky?
Yeah, Frisky.
I put them in Frisky.
Fake good?
No.
Frisky.
Nobody thinks they're good, but they're 5-4, and they'll give you a game. They beat a good team this week, so yeah.
Okay.
New Orleans Saints, 1-8.
They're done. As over as it is.
Yeah. They could play the Jets and the Titans in the relegated tier. Okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 6-2.
I'm going to go just a bit outside. No.
I'm not going down. 3 weeks ago, I would have. My guy Baker's come back down to the pack. They are coming off a bye, so we didn't see him this week. But I would say they belong in that Broncos, Chargers, Lions, Packers
but
tier.
But the tiers are telling us the Patriots should beat the Bucs.
Well, but the game's in Tampa, so it's a 2-point spread or whatever.
And it's a hard spot for the Pats, too, with the Bucs coming off a bye on the road. But the tiers would say the Patriots are the better team. I think they're just a bit outside. They haven't
I'm with you.
They haven't played great. Yeah.
I think they're just a bit outside.
NFC West, Arizona Cardinals at 3-5.
All right. So are they injured? Although, did you hear? So
Murray's not hurt.
Aikman
this
and
is
Joe.
Soft benching.
Yeah.
Soft benching. Good one, Nick.
This
good.
Is what
Aikman and Buck were like. You can't put him back in. You have to stay with Jacoby
Brissett.
You have to stay with Jacoby Brissett. It's something that they said
Marvin
on the air.
Harrison probably wants Brissett over Kyler. So
I don't know. Did you see that last play when they're trying to seal the game and he threw it 5 yards short at his feet?
I mean, it's hard to tell if Brissett's good or bad. I mean, I know he's bad, but it's hard to tell if he's playing well based on that Cowboys defense is so bad.
So you think the Cardinals are frisky, injured, or season over?
They're not injured.
Okay.
So
frisky?
I guess.
Ugh.
I feel like we always put them in frisky. And they stink.
Well, I would always put them in frisky because of Kyler Murray. I feel like Jacoby Brissett does not make them
season
frisky.
Over. They're not hurt.
I think their season's
they're
over.
They're better without Kyler.
I think I say frisky, you say season over,
fine,
Billy? No, Billy, you haven't broken a tie yet.
Season over.
Season over. Okay.
Season over.
Sorry I asked.
All right.
Okay.
6-2, Los Angeles Rams.
I begruggingly will put them up there.
You will.
I think
they have
so.
The MVP
good.
On
they're play, they're playing so. Insane. Drake May got traded.
Fourth best MVP odds. I like Stafford.
I think, no, they're playing great. And I like their coach. And so I'll put them in the top tier. It's fine.
6-3, San Francisco 49ers.
Well, let me lob this one out there. Maybe.
Again, not hurt. This is another soft benching.
And they have a better record than the teams that we have, in the injured ones that have been derailed. So we might have to go. Last time we did the tiers, we had a Drake May season tier, and we also had a Mac Jones season. Let's introduce the Mac Jones season.
Mac Jones season.
So I personally would put it above fake good, but below just a bit outside.
What is that?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'd put it in between frisky and fake good, but okay, that's fine.
Oh, you think the Niners are worse than the Steelers? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Mac Jones season.
Mac Jones season.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, last one, Seattle Seahawks at 6-2.
I mean, just a bit outside at least. They're pretty good.
Their defense is really good, and
they're
Sam
not
Darnold's playing
right.
out of his
no, no, no.
They might have the best receiver in the league right
are
now.
Are they fake good, or are they just a bit outside?
I think they're just a bit outside.
Okay, let's do it.
Just a bit outside.
All right, here we go. That's it. Best around. We have 5 teams in the best around tier. Bills, Patriots, Chiefs, Eagles, Rams.
Nailed it.
Not bad. Just a bit outside. Broncos, Chargers, Lions, Packers, Bucks, Seahawks.
I think the Seahawks might be fake good, but okay.
All right. Well, fake good actually is Steelers Colts.
Okay.
So you want a lobby to push them down.
Well, the Seahawks wins are Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Arizona, Jacksonville, Houston, Washington. Like people say the Patriots have beaten nobody. They've really beaten nobody.
All right, I'll slide Seattle down.
Okay. Yeah, right. Fake good.
Seattle's get them down fake there. Good. Yeah. Steelers Colts Seahawks. Mac Jones season is the 49ers. Frisky, Ravens, Texans, Jaguars, Bears, Vikings, Panthers.
Okay.
Injured, Bengals, Commanders.
That's it.
And the biggest tier, the teams that we have to inform them that their season is over, Dolphins, Jets, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Cowboys, Giants, Falcons, Saints, Cardinals.
Wow. Yeah. 10 teams?
Yeah.
And the Patriots have played most of them or will play most of them.
Yeah, they've played half of them, and they got a few more left on the schedule. So,
all right, those are the tiers.
Pretty
check
good.
Them out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. They'll be up shortly. We're usually very, very accurate. No one ever says, hey, guys, you got this wrong. Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Usually people are like, these are spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So go check those out. We'll get to all your feedback, 617-779-7937. Plus, Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston on a Tommy Tuesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Stay at high noon. Stay tuned. We got Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday coming your way at high noon. It's also a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. You can check out the tiers at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI, at Jones and Keefe. Twitter and Instagram. We have the Patriots on the best around tier, top tier.
People don't like it.
Text line says, Keefe and Jones, Patriots should be fake good. Ouch.
I don't know. They got a nice signature win.
They're better than, I mean, they lost to the Steelers, but they're better than they Steelers, did lose to Colts, the Steelers. And Seahawks.
Yeah.
But they also beat a team on the best around tier, but which I think if you see it, is number one in a lot of these power rankings.
Yeah, true. Although Colts, I'll tell you what, Colts have a decent... Even though we don't like the Steelers.
They beat Denver, right?
They beat Denver, and they beat the Chargers,
yeah,
depending on what Chargers team you get. And their losses are at Pittsburgh and at the Rams.
Like that sounds like, are good more like a real good team.
Yeah.
But I still don't trust
them. Yeah, but now they're set in stone.
But then I tell you Daniel Jones is the quarterback, and it's like, that team is fake good. Right. Right. I think that matters.
Because nobody looks at them. Like, they're the number one seed in the AFC right now, and I don't think a single person is picking them to win the Super Bowl.
No.
But halfway through the year, they have the number one. They have the bye right now.
We did the Athletics playoff predictor, Keith, which is not as accurate as the Jones and Keith playoff predictor.
It's close. It's slightly off.
And the Colts weren't anywhere near the top teams to make the playoffs. The Patriots are the number one team to make the playoffs out there. 617-779-7937. In the middle of tiers, the Jaguars are acquiring Jacoby Myers for a fourth and a sixth round pick. One more time. You think the Patriots should have or should not have done that?
I'm a should not have done that. I'm not like, oh, you got to hold on to all your picks, and I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, it's a five-year rebuild or whatever. Like, no, I want them to strike while the iron is hot. However, I would rather use some of those resources towards something else. Wide receiver, not my top need. Things have changed the way the season has unfolded. And then even the player that Jacoby Myers is, like, useful player, not trying to bag on him, but I don't look at it and be like, oh, what a massive upgrade that is to this room. I don't want him taking the time of Steph Diggs. I don't want him, when healthy, taking the time from Kayshon Booty. And you could argue, would he be more consistent than Pop Douglas? Yeah, maybe. But I'm not all that upset about it. His name came up.
He's also on a massive contract drive. Like, he wants a contract. So is he going to come in and be a team player? I think he largely has been throughout his career. He has not been this year in Vegas. I mean, he's basically said multiple times, I want out of here. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because... in fact, he said it's not just because they're losing. He just says he wants a contract. He's like, they're not going to give it to me. I want to play somewhere else where I'm going to get it. So, yeah, I don't know that he's a great fit. And to your point, how much of an upgrade is he really on Kayshon Booty? If Booty misses a couple of weeks, who is he taking time away from? Is he taking time away from Mac Hollins? Like, I like Hollins. I think Jacoby Myers in a vacuum is better, but I kind of like what's going on in the receiver room. So if you're not getting a massive addition, I'm with you. I wouldn't give up the fourth and the sixth for Myers. That doesn't mean they shouldn't do anything. That doesn't mean they should sit on their hands and keep all of their picks and build with their fourth and sixth round pick. But if that's the asking price, two draft picks for Jacoby Myers, which slightly upgrades your receiver room, I'd rather use those two draft picks on somebody else.
But also, I think it's a good spot with the trade deadline 4 hours from now. A player like Myers, who's solid, and that's what the asking price is, or not just the asking price, that is what the going rate is for Myers. That means, like, you can bring in a player that's helpful for, like, a fourth, fifth, sixth round pick, right? Like,
picks.
It's not like, oh, Jacoby Myers just went for, like, a third or, like, a, you know what I mean? Like, okay, that's reasonable. So maybe, like, it's not a seller's market necessarily.
Yeah, you can go out there and you can get good deals. Not that the Patriots are doing any of that. They're just sitting there doing nothing.
No.
617-779-7937, at least as, while approaching noon Eastern Standard Time. They still have 4 hours to get something done. They did sign Jerry Rice's kid to the practice squad earlier today.
Hell yeah.
So that's something.
Should help.
I guess. Meanwhile, teams in the AFC, the frisky, not just a bit outside, Jaguars, are adding, which is another thing that teams in the AFC are going to be doing today and have done. They've added while you've subtracted. So other teams are getting better. You're not, at least as of now. We'll monitor it, and we'll check in with Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, on a Tommy Tuesday next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.